Blog Talk Radio.
Viva Mary Kate, 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 Viva Mary Kate. Welcome to Diva Spot, 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 welcome to Diva Spot. You're tuned in to that on-the-spot diva. From east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only Diva Spot Radio.
Diva Mary Kay, 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 Diva Mary Kay. Mary Kate, Diva Mary Kate, Mary Diva Mary Kate, Mary Diva Mary Kate, Mary Diva.
What's going on, you guys? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. It's Diva Mary Kay. And it's Frontline Fridays, y'all. Y'all already know what it is. That was my boy, S. Collie, with the banger, banger drop. It's Diva Mary Kay, because you know I'm laughing at your ass on that hot mess news. Yo, I got a crazy show for y'all today. I got B-Bonds in the building, Brick City, Stand Up, and I got the boy, S. Collie, in the building as well. Straight out of Indianapolis, a.k.a. Naptown. Don't sleep on them. Don't sleep on them, man. We gonna be playing some hot joints, some hot bangers. We got some hot mess news for y'all later on in the show, but I'm so excited tonight, because this is a special show. This is a special show because, first of all, Brick City is in the building. And when Brick City come in the building, they come in the building strong. And we definitely gonna get into this hot track that I'm feeling by B-Bonds called, there's a lot of tracks I'm feeling about him, but it's called Battlefield, man. It's definitely what's up, and we definitely going to get him on the line, man. Y'all make sure y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I'm going to go to the hotlines and get some love right now from the 252-230. Who's live in the building, man?
Come on, man. You already know it's your co-host, Tay Black.
I know, man. I'll just mess with you. Welcome to my show. It's my co-host, Tay Black, live in the building. Where would I be without him on Frontline Fridays, man? I'm sorry. Tay Black, what's going on? What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, Ma?
You already know. I'm excited. I'm ready. It's Frontline Fridays where all the new music get played. This is where all the new music and the real music live at, man. They better tune in. They better know what's going to known around here.
Yeah. You already know. You already know.
Yo, and I got Feature Groove 100 coming in as well. I got S. Collie coming in as well. Man, it's definitely going to be a banging show tonight. We're going to get into it. We're going to have some fun. We're going to rock out, man. I got hot mess news for y'all as well. It is so going down. But I want to give a shout-out, man. First of all, I want to give a shout to Lush. Lushy Love from Lush Radio Online. I'm so glad that you're doing well, you know, out there, Diva. I'm so glad that she's back at it doing the thing. She never really slowed down, but I'm glad she's feeling better. She had to have surgery and whatnot, and, you know, that's already – you know what it is. I want to also give shout-out to Feed the Wolves, too. Shout-out to Bagel Smurf. Shout-out to Money Mo. Shout-out to Five Alive. Shout-out to South Florida Dawn. I'm going to be getting in some of them bangers tonight. Yo, Tay, I got this banger about South Florida Dawn, yo. It's off the meter. This is just off the meter. We getting it in. This is where real music live at. We're real people.
You know it. You already know. Shout-out to everybody supporting everybody. Shout-out to Mary Kay, first off. Shout out to you. Give yourself a round of applause. What's good with that?
Give myself a round of applause, man, because I work hard, baby. I work hard. Yo, we got a crazy, crazy show tonight. I even got some advice stuff in the arsenal that I'm playing tonight.
The list goes on and on.
Definitely got to shout out to Future Guru 100, Tay Black, Lush Radio Online, Feed the Wolves, Maybach Dice, my girl Miss Nira, Jazzy, I'm from Jazzy Management, Mitch from Jazzy Management, Dre Vicious. Come on now. The list just keeps goes on and on, and I'm definitely going to give that love, man. But right now, you know, I'm definitely going to go to the lines and give some love, man. First of all, we got the hardest working man on the line right now, and he is the go-to guy for all your promotions, all the buzz if you're trying to get in. We got Future Guru 100 live in the building, man. What's up, Future Guru 100?
Yeah, claps. Oh, I'm getting claps now. That's what's up. Yo, shout out to Tay Black, man.
What up, you know. What's good with you, man? I see you out there.
Yeah, man. Tay Black is definitely on deck. Tay Black is definitely a featured artist. I retweet my G's. That's the new Twitter. If you don't know, you better get up on retweet my G's. You know, for all you cats that need promotion, just go to retweet my G's. But I want to shout out to Diva Mary Kay because she really doing her thing. And shout out to B Bonds. You know why I'm on the line. My artist, my man B Bonds that I promote is going to be on the air with us tonight. So I just want to say a shout out to Aviator Music, and shout out to Kid Astro One on Twitter. And shout out to B Bonds and shout out to Aviator Music, man. You know what, B Bonds did a great thing for me. You know, this week he let my brother record, you know, some tracks at his studio at B Bonds Studio. So I want to give him some love right now on the air before I even go any further. Like, my man really just looked out for me, you know, and just welcomed me right into the studio. And you know, and we laid them tracks down. You know, my brother does spoken word poetry. Shout out to Crosswords. He came to Jersey from North Carolina. And went on back. But we got that done, like, real fast, like, and it was quality. And we appreciate B. Barnes for letting us get down with that. You know, that studio time over there, it was real official, and it was my brother, you know, click right with B-Bonds from the start, because B-Bonds is like my brother. So my brother met my brother this weekend, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to
B-Bonds. What it is. B-Bonds is definitely a real, real dude. They're like a real, real dude. Even with me listening to his music, wherever I'm at, I was running and I was cooking one day. I was listening to B-Bonds. It was an interview on there. I'm going to play it too because it's definitely on the mixtape, the American Comeback 3. It's on there. But the person was asking, the interview was asking him, you know, what would you tell to the youth out there that's trying to, you know, come up in the game and do what they got to do? I like what B-Bonds said. He said, I'll tell him to outdo me. That's real. He's telling the youth to outdo him, outdo what I'm doing right now. And for me hearing that, because, you know, Diva Mary Kay is all about the kids. I'm all about the youth. Like, that right there definitely stuck with me in my head. And I was already listening to B. Bonds, but I'm glad I took the time out to download all of it to my iPad. And I could listen to the whole track, like the whole mixtape, like the whole thing go straight through and through. So I'm definitely happy to have him in the building. I'm definitely loving it because he's straight rapping Brick City. Shout out to Brick City. I miss y'all, man. But you know, it is what it is. I'm over here doing what I got to do to get back to y'all. We going to get to the hotlines because the hotlines is lighting up. So we going to get some more love, man. And I think B-Bonds is going to be calling in from an 854 number. So I'm going to go ahead and open this up to the 301-542. What's going on, man?
Yo, what's good, man? It's Kid Astro in the building, man. Thank you. I'm going to shout me out.
That's
you
Kid
already
Astro
know.
Right there
there it yeah, is. There it is. You know, we got love for you right here on Diva Spot. ENT round of applause for you.
Thank y'all. It's good. Shout out to both of y'all. Shout out to my crew, Aviator and Bonds World. B. Bonds.
What up,
yeah,
boy?
Yeah,
what's good? We glad to
we
have you.
We definitely see
on,
you
man.
Over there working hard, man. Like, you definitely going in. You definitely working hard. Like, you putting in a lot of hard work, and we see you. I can respect that from another grinder and another person. You know, I'm making money while I'm sleeping, baby. I'm working while I'm sleeping. So I can
right.
definitely respect your grind.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's definitely what's up. We definitely, you know, you got love here on Diva Spot ENT for you. We thank you for just, I'm going to keep the lines open up for all of y'all. I'm going to keep going through the lines and getting some more love. Just stay on the live. Just remember, y'all, please stay in a quiet place because we can hear everything in the background. So if you're beating your kids, do us a favor and press the mute button. We're going to go to the line to the 646 live in the building, 544. What's going on?
Yo, what's good? It's Money Ream in the building. What's popping?
What's going on?
Yo, I'm in the X right now, you know, doing my thing. You know what I mean? With my people, about to light the studio up one good time. You know, what's happening?
Yeah.
Oh, that's definitely what's up, man. You got some shout-outs you want to give out? Like, we definitely glad you in the building, Money Ream. That's what's good.
Yeah, of course, man. Shout out to everybody who's making it happen, man. You know, shout out to all the guys. Shout out to all the blacks. That's how we doing it.
We doing it like this.
Shout out to you, too, and everybody at the station making it happen because I'm hearing y'all. You know, I like the development. I'm seeing the potential that way.
Oh, that's what it is, man. We work, we get money while we sleeping, and we working while we sleeping at the same time. Like this 24/7 grind, 24/7 loyalty. That's what we do. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Yo, it's Frontline Fridays with a real music live at, man. We about to get into speaking of some real music. Brick City, stand up. I'm about to play some gangster music right now. This is your boy B Bonds, and it's that gangster music, man. When y'all see the G, make sure y'all salute. Know what it is.
Turn me up, turn me up. Let's go. Yeah, come back three. I don't even know how to act now. See three motherfuckers, I'm back now. I heard I had beef with a whack crowd. I got no time for beef, I'm a cash can. And regardless what the guy pretends, I bring that work back like Clinton did them hostages. I spit game, no matter what the concept is. You spit lame or whatever, at 9 concerns. I do my thing, I'm a cake hole. What you hate for? Follow me, playboy, you can make more. I can show you from the bottom how to break board. Good, yeah, and handguns the size of a skateboard. Just gotta connect the O's like an 8-4. I'm giving you whole something that you pay for. You don't like it, take a swig of the burner. It's so loud to get around like a twin of your murder. What's all the talk for? Nigga, we can get it here. Let the gun bang, nigga, we don't live in fear. No, it's just love shit. No, we bust love shit. Yeah. Let me hear, let me make this clear. Listen, I'ma show you how gangsters do it. Up in the club, sipping that gangsters do it. Up in the club, doing the gangsters do it. Nigga, this is gangsters. We still be by zone, boy. Back in the zone, boy, that's 745. Now a G5 fly, 24/7. I stay up on my G shit. I'm out this motherfucker like Paolo Malo or D6. This is nothing, homeboy. It's just a prefix. I came back harder than ever, so you can breathe this. Getting to get my cornerback like I'm Darrell Revis. Can't wear my heart on my sleeve, pippin' a sleeveless. I'm on my rebel shit. I'm feeling devilish. Somebody better think about trying to settle this. Got a new attitude and a better risk. Still Mr. Cy Young, crack gold medalist. I'm from a better mix and a better grind. Rich off the white girl like Federline. I think it's time for me to rain and get dog and break you up like Reggie Bush and that Armani abroad. What's all the talk for? Nigga, we can get it here. Let the guns bang. Nigga, we don't live in fear. No, it's just love shit. No, we bust love shit. Let me hear, let me make this clear. Listen, I'ma show you how gangsters do it. Up in the club, sipping that gangster do it. Up in the club, doing the gangster do it. Nigga, this is gangster music.
Down there, man.
You're trying to drop me over the block. We good now.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, you guys. This is your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You now tuned live into Diva Spot Radio, ENT. This is how we getting it in each and every day. We got the boss in the building, Brick City, B. Bonds is live with us, man. A round of applause for that man again. When you see that man, make some salute him.
Yo.
I appreciate the love.
You already know, man. I'm just so appreciative that you're on the show with us tonight, man. And me coming from Brick City over here in Washington now, I miss Brick City, man. I ain't going to front like I ain't a little bit sick. Oh, could I get a poppy sandwich somewhere? Could I get a Italian cheesesteak somewhere,
yeah.
You know?
That was
earlier. Man,
we were doing that earlier. We had the cheesesteak earlier.
Oh, wow. Thanks, B. I got my co-host, Tay Black, live in the building, man. What's going on? Say what's
hey,
up,
hey,
man. Y'all
hey.
Show some love.
What's good?
What up, Bonds? How you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. Studio working.
That's what good. That's the best place to be.
Yeah, it's the best place and the safest place right now in North.
We got Future Guru 100 live in the building as well, man. Like, you know, he always coming through showing the love.
Oh, yeah, that's my partner right there. Yo, what up? That's my partner right there. He was in here with me this week.
Yeah, I was over there. We're going to smack him in the head, man. We're going to smack him in the head.
We don't know what's coming. We're going to preview of the new CD.
Woo! Yeah.
They're not ready, though.
Mm-hmm. They better get it.
So I got it.
Coming, though.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on tonight, Friday night?
This is already known. You live on Frontline Fridays is Diva Spot ENT with co-host Tay Black, man. Frontline Fridays is where the real music live at, man.
Okay.
Oh, man. Speaking of real music, this song, Battlefield, featuring Kira, like, for real. First of all, I love that song. That's one.
Thank you.
That's one of my favorite songs. That one and Coming to My Room, you already know. But we're going to talk about Battlefield right now. Battlefield, like, how did that song come about, man? I ain't even going to ask you about the motivation. I think I already know what it is, but, like, how did that song come about right there?
Well, we was a big fan of the Pat Benatar song and, you know, a lot of similarities when she was saying about love and the streets and... We just put it together, man. It was a true story. You already know, like you said, you're from the Bricks. You already know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm from the Bricks all day.
So, you know, we wanted to put something together. We actually did it for North had the Brick City documentary.
Yeah.
And we actually did it for that, but they chose another record, South Ward, so because of the clearance. So we just released it on the mixtape or whatever. And we got a video coming for it real soon.
I was just about to ask you that. That was my next question.
Yeah, I start shooting next week. I got I'm shooting my first video off the, I got a CD coming out called OMV and shooting a video called Angel next week. So that's where we starting with that. I let Future hear that last week. So, you know, we get ready to hit real hard, you know what I mean?
That's definitely what it is. When you ride through Brick City, you know what I'm saying, what's your feelings like seeing Brick City, how it is. I'm not going to say Brick City is the worst place. Don't get me wrong, because it is life in Brick City. It's just you got to bring the life out of Brick City. And, me being over there at Madison Avenue School, you know, I was a big movement at the PTA over there. Shout out to Madison Avenue School, man. And shout out to Stevenson, the principal, man. I got over there, I got a girls to women's program. We got like 36 fifth graders over there. But we were struggling to find a positive person to come in and talk to the boys or whatever. But, you know, this parent, she was like, oh, ain't no good in Brick City, ain't nothing going on in Brick City. And I wasn't trying to shut her down, but, you know, I got kind of aggravated. I said, you keep talking about it ain't no good in Brick City, but are you part of the good? Or are you just pointing the finger?
I think we got this cloud over us, getting you from the streets to surviving to the music. Kind of removing, you know what I mean? It's good over here. It's good, bad everywhere, you know what I mean? I just said we got it like a black cloud over us right now. We just got to get past that, you know? We got to be more positive than negative. We so proud of that negative name, you know? We so tough and all that, but at the end of the day, it just slows us down.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we just trying to uplift everybody and get it. That's what Battlefield was about. come from. It's good and it's bad. It ain't over. And musically, musically they got us in the cloud over us too. So we just need a little more unity, you know, same way like you're doing right now, all the way
yeah.
to there. You know what I mean? That's what
oh yeah, and
well.
I definitely said that no matter where I'm going Red Brick City to the end, you know, to definitely to the end. I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan. I came to Newark, New Jersey when I was 15 years old. I'm just leaving like 3 months ago at 28. I love Brick City. I love what they got going on, and it's definitely coming back. But at the same time, we so busy pointing fingers at each other that we don't realize it's three fingers pointing back at us. Like
right.
it's like y'all already casting the kids out. Y'all too worried about what Booker doing and you the community. And I'm glad
right.
Brick City is live in the building. Like y'all the community.
Yeah.
Y'all should be, you know, definitely coming together. Just like my people that got slang right there on Clinton Avenue and Burger, right in front of his store, yo.
Oh
right
yeah,
in front
yeah.
of his store.
That's
his body
man,
laid
yeah.
out there for a minute before, and it's crazy because the South Ward, the Fifth Precinct is right down the street. Why is it that my babies, because Diva Mary Kay is for the kids, but why is it that my babies had to come by and people was able to take pictures with their camera phone
and circulate?
Around.
Yeah, that was my man that died. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, and that, you know, that's what I'm saying. That's the cloud over us. We so used to, like, it's supposed to be that way. Like, you know, it's supposed
uh-huh.
to be. It's supposed to be messed up here. Now, you know, we ain't supposed to be struggling and nothing like that, but we've done it so long that it's, you know, it's like a system we're used to. So we just got to get around that, you know what I mean? That's just with support. People like I said, people like you reaching back, giving somebody like me an airway to talk, and for me to reach back and give somebody else, that's the only way it's going to work, you know?
Yeah, you definitely
right. That's what
we're
doing right now. Yeah,
that's definitely what we're doing right now. Each one teach one. You know, open the doors, man. All the mothers and the fathers, the parents, you know, and we got a lot of young parents out there as well, whatever the case may be. You know, a lot of the older people and up, you know, we look down on our youth. Don't look down on your youth. Encourage them because a lot of them don't know how to be parents, but we do, and we here to teach them because y'all already know it is a battlefield, no matter if it's Newark, you know, Naptown, Indianapolis. We got S. Kali Live coming in the building over in Detroit, even in Cali. It don't matter. It's a battlefield everywhere, but it's about us all sticking together and just stop saying, oh, that's messed up. Start doing something about it. We're going to get into this joint right now. It's this B-Bonds Battlefield featuring Kira, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live in the building at Diva Spot ENT. Let's go, man.
Yeah.
Something really got bad this time. Brick City. So you'll watch this time, Booker. Because I brought that new stadium in. Got some jokers coming out from the suburbs. You ain't telling me land jokes down, I am. North is really bad right now.
About to burst on us, somebody put a curse on us. We are soldiers, veterans from the block wars. Shell shock for watching niggas get their top on. I seen two catch, one up in their top floor. Brains on the concrete to give a nigga lockjaw. It's getting worse, they closing the mom and pop stores. A lost job, I make an ex-con turn outlaw. Corey for mayor, this is where the light stops. Now we got state troopers, FBI, and white cops. Just so my people still able to pitch. He put billboards up and say they pay you to sit. A lot of niggas turn blood, many faded to crypt. Guess it's a hard knock fight, that's why they named it the Brick Team. Get your ratchet, fam, better start checking, man. Cause these days, look, it's looking like a ginseng. shot with your vest. Can't let the cops get you. Shell so big, you think you trigger shot missiles. Bullet holes the size of rolls of Scott tissue. We battle on every block, but death's the top issue. Prayers get said every time a shot misses you. It's so critical, it never stops. Niggas get popped and drive themselves to the hospital. Cemeteries running out of room. The tale of a ghetto platoon. I've seen the kind turn savage. This war's like a lifelong marriage with the street. In the corners I buried, we learn to cope with the killing. I've seen parents murder their children. Show them there's no such thing as feeling. Little girls become little women, no direction. Sexing with no protection, I ain't got babies in them. Somebody tell Corey that the people feel he's playing them. Niggas starving while he building hockey stadiums. Four road blocks in a four block radius. Now you understand why North niggas are crazy. It's just so ill, the kids on Xanax and E-pills. So how they can't distinguish what's good and what's evil. It's a steep hill, you could be killed. The battle's real, that's how it is when you raised on a battlefield.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Frontline Fridays. I got my co-host in the building, Tate Black. We got B-Bonds in the building. Straight Brick City all day. Brick City, stand up, man. 973, stand up. 908, stand up. 732, stand up. Right now, yo, B-Bond, they should, you know how they have the little vans that be going around in the election time with the loudspeaker on them?
Yeah.
They should have that song and ride around Newark, yo, word up.
You know, once I bring the visual to it, it's going to do what it got to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's just what I'm waiting on now. Top 2011. You know, we're making a movie, so what it's about, you know what I mean?
That's what it is. We got some people on the line that want to show some love, man. We're going to open up the lines, too. I got to upgrade my shit and get a drum roll. 301-542. You're live on Diva Spot Radio ENT with co-host Tate Black on Frontline Fridays. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Yo, this Kid Astro and Mario Shroom. We from DMV, DC, Maryland, Virginia. Shout out my man Bonds. Keep it up, man. You grind hard, man.
That's some heavy players on my team right there. The young boys, they go hard for me. They go hard for me, you know what I mean?
No doubt.
That's definitely what it is. It's a family. C&B, baby, we all we got.
You took
me
to them like, yeah, you took me to New Jack City. I don't think they know about that.
I'm definitely going in. I'm going to keep you live on the line, Cash. Just stay live on the line. Again, if you want to beat your kids, if you want to yell at some people, if somebody owe you money, please press the mute button because we can hear you. Let's go. Let's go back to the hotlines. We're going to open up the line to 202-222. You live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We got Brick City in the building, B-Bonds, co-host Tate Black. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, what up, what up? This is Mario Strom. I just want to shout out Barry Bonds. You know, that's my brother. You know, it's too live in here because of him.
That's definitely what's up. Love all around the board.
Making movies and everything, you know.
Record. We got a new record for the movies. Barry Bonds featuring Mario Strom. Bonds,
yeah,
tell
him. I stuck a little. Yeah, that's him. Yeah, I got a record, man, with the homie. He go hard. The young boy, he go hard, man. That's coming out. That's coming out probably Monday. We're going to release that.
That's what's up.
Oh, that's definitely what's up. We definitely look forward to that. You know, I'm always peeking in. And oh, shout out to Shannon, man, in Brick City, man. Shout out to my diva, man. She was kind of surprised when she seen it on Twitter, like, yeah, you playing my cousin shit? I said, yeah, boom, you ain't even know. Get your head out the cloud.
Oh,
get
wow.
your head out the cloud, diva. Get your head out the cloud. I'm about to hit her up on Facebook right now. Like, I got your cuz live in the building, Brick City, stand up, hair done, nails done, everything done. Yeah, I be knowing.
It's a small world, man. Oh, wow.
It's a small, small world. And this was before, you know, I know you got a busy schedule, whatever the case may be, but, B, I've been waiting patiently to get you on the show. Word up. Word up,
I'm,
Brick City.
I'm here, man.
Oh, that's what's up. I like what you said in the interview. And shout out to the young man on the Comeback 3, he was interviewing you. He was like, what would you say to the youth out there that's coming behind you, you know, or basically want to be like you? And he was like, yo, I tell him to outdo me. I love that right there. I tell him to outdo me.
Yeah.
That's fly, man.
We're trying to raise the bar, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just, you know, trying to keep it moving. We're going to raise the bar in 2011, you know. Like I said, I've been mad, like, humble with this, man, but it's time to really, like, step it up to really get out here and get it going, you know what I mean? So, oh, man, Future keeps me out all over the world, man. Like, he got me, so, you know, I ain't really got to do that much anymore.
You already know, man. You ain't got to say nothing, man. You already know. I know the flow. I know the moves to make. We're going to do it for real, man. 2011, like you said, man. Shout out to Game Beats. Shout out to your cousin, Game Beats, man. I know he don't be on his Twitter, but we got him, man. Shout out to Game Beats. He got the hottest avatar on Twitter anyway. Nigga, he on a motorcycle going in, looking fly to death.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I might just pop his Twitter off anyway, even though he don't be on there. How real is that? He got music to make. He making beats. Y'all don't get it twisted, man.
That's definitely what's up, man. It's all about that groundwork, that hard work, and dedication. It ain't nothing like being on a winner's side, man. I'm on the winner's side. I'm definitely on the winner's side.
Video coming for that, too.
Oh, the video coming for that, too. That's right. Like, and I was, even when I was listening to the song, I was running when I was listening to Battlefield. And shout out to Karen, man. Beautiful voice. What a beautiful selection. Where can we find her, man? Where can we find her to listen to more of her music?
Kara's not on Twitter, and she's not on a lot of stuff. She's on Facebook. I guess I got to get a link or something out. She does open mic. She has her own show she throws in Jersey. It's really nice. I guess I got to get the info from her because she's really, like, on the low right now. But she got a record on my new CD called Jealous. I got to send it to you. You know what I mean? For everybody that's jealous of you, you know what I mean? You're going to set them straight with that.
Well, definitely, I definitely want that because, you know, the women's show, and we got S. Colleen to do it, and we about to open him up live, but I'm about to do the women's show. It's called Mommy Moms, and it's coming. It's airing live. The debut is next Wednesday. Make sure y'all stay tuned in. It's going to air at 6 p.m. West Coast and 9 p.m. East Coast, and we definitely going to have topics like Black Cat, Emotional House, you know, Holla Back Girl. It's for the ladies, man. It's for us. So all of us to start encouraging one another and start getting honest with these issues that we have in. Because we be having all these scars and these tissues and the emotional house, and we ain't doing nothing but passing the torch down for our kids to act that way. So I'm taking it upon myself. I done did my research. I got some great counselors. I got some great women. I'm working on getting Queen Latifah to come to the show. Inspirational, man. That's what it's about. No more black cats. No more jealous chicks. No more backstabbing. No more snatching my tracks out when I ain't looking.
Hey, that's what it's about. You on there now, so you got the number one show, so I'm definitely going to blast you off and everything. And I'm gonna see if I can get Kira on there. We're going to see if we can pull her out, you know?
Oh, we would definitely love to have it. We got S. Kali live in the building, man. Kali, welcome to the show, man.
What's up?
What's going on, man? We got Bricks. We got S. Kali. We got Future Guru 100 in the building. We got B-Bonds in the building. We got Tay Black in the building. It's going down. So round of applause for all of y'all, man. Like, I'm loving this right now.
I appreciate it.
Like, what's happening? Future, what's good with you, boy?
Hey, man, I got to say something, man. I started rocking with Kali around the same time I started rocking with Bonds, man. And I got to say, man, I'm proud of both of y'all cats, man. I mean, y'all like my brothers, man. I want y'all to know that, man. We can do this, man. Every day, just do what you do. You stay focused, man. Kali, man, I know you out there grinding. And, you know, you engineer, producer, and writing this music, man. I appreciate that triple threat that you got from the start, man. And that's what I want to put out there, that you engineering your own tracks, producing your own beats, engineering and making your own music, man. And that's what it takes to know what part of the business you're going to be in so you don't even get, you know, jerked around when your deal come around. Like, you already know, like, you got it already on lock, man. So that's what I wanted to say about S. Kali, man. I respect his grind. You already know. Shout out to Indianapolis, Nashtown, baby.
Oh, yeah.
100 Entertainment, boy.
I appreciate it. For real.
Y'all know how we do each and every Friday on Frontline Fridays. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. You can even check us live online at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot ENT. Again, that's /DivaSpot ENT. If you ain't getting your / together, go ahead and follow me on Twitter. Future Guru 100 got me. I made a great investment. He's going to put the link up. You can go in the chat room and show some love, got some questions and whatnot. But guess what time it is? It's time for Hot Mess News. And I'm so glad I got virgins in the building for Hot Mess News, because Hot Mess News is something that Diva Mary Kay has been working hard all week, and she come past some hot mess stuff that I definitely couldn't wait or resist without talking about it. And I'm so glad that I got a bunch of men on the line. Shout out to my divas. Shout out to my divas. I'm so glad I got a bunch of dudes on the line. And Tay Black, we was bugging about this early today, but check this out. Dead Serious News. This came from Dead Serious News. This did not come from Diva Mary Kay. There you go. Now, when I say this story, y'all, we got safe words for this. And now it says small startup cashes in on the camel toe fad. Now, when you're talking and giving your opinion, the safe words is you can use box, you can use girlfriend, or, you know, just a safe word, but you cannot say P-U-S-S-Y. You can't say that, okay? We all clear?
Yeah.
Everybody like, yeah, all right. Okay, so here it goes like this. Small small startup cashes in on camel toe fad. It says Livia implants are the new breast implants. Collagen injections simply don't work on these other set of lips. Larry Deep stated gleefully, Deep is the CEO of Livia Enhancement Incorporated, meaning the girlfriend lips, the box lips. It says, a visionary for female cosmetic surgery trends, Deep developed a small silicone implant that is surgically inserted into the labias of a woman who wishes to have fuller lips. Our Livia implants can give any woman a poutier look. Since receiving an FDA approval, this fool received the FDA approval. Check the money part out. Shares for the Livia Enhancement Incorporated has scored over 600%. Sales of their Livia implants has been so strong that they are now planned to ship. They have women. They are so strong. There's currently a 6-month backlog. They have orders. They backed up for 6 months of order for box implants. Deep states that the Livia implants are all American made and there are no plans to ship production overseas. Export accounts for approximately 40% of those total sales, which is the vast majority of export sales going into oil-rich ARAS. These ARAS is going crazy over these lips. I'm going to tell y'all why. Deep speculates that the demand is so strong for the ARAB world due to the rich man being able to marry young girls. And he got this little silly quote down here that says, you are never too old or too young to have a camel toe that will be the envy of every other woman on the beach.
They going in.
Wow.
Ladies, in my R. Kelly voice, ladies, come on now. Yeah. We already got fake hair, fake nails, fake eyelashes, contacts, fake breasts, fake butts. Now I feel bad for you men, yo, because now you got the fake girlfriend lips now.
Never know what you're getting into. You never know what you're getting into. That's what I got to say.
I want everybody's opinion. We're going to start with my co-host. Go on in, brother. Wow.
I mean, I'm gonna just start off by saying, like, wow. You know, at first, you know, fake implants and stuff like that, like for the breast, that's been around a long time. You know, and then the surge of the big butt implants, like that's popping off now. But I mean, who would have thought that, you know, they're trying to add on additions to the box now? Like, that's crazy. like. Fellas, how y'all feeling about that, man? Like, you can go down there and it don't even be real. It's like battery down that joint, you know what I'm saying? They got serial numbers down there on the lips now. Like, what's good?
B-Bonds.
Yep,
all
I'm
in
here.
The bedroom. Covered to my room. All in the bedroom with the silicone lips, man. What you think about that situation?
Hey, man. I guess what I don't know won't hurt me, you know what I mean?
So don't tell them about it. Just
don't tell me about it.
Yeah, just keep it cool.
long as it's a woman. Man. That's all that matters.
Yeah. That, you know what? That's a valid point there, because that's probably why they backlog for the next 6 months, because you got girlfriends all over the world like, oh hell yeah, girl, we about to go get some pouty lips. Oh, man, I can't do that to my girlfriend. She is special. Wherever she going to be, she going to be. I'm not going to go and go get her some supersized lips, man. Come on now. Talking about your camel toe going to be the envy of every chick on the beach. Why was somebody looking at my camel toe anyway besides my man? Yo.
Because I thought they...
Oh, I thought it was good.
I'm just thinking, I don't see why the ladies got to put their box on steroids. That's all I'm saying. like I said, man, you never know what you're getting into, man. Leave the lips alone. I don't even know, like, I can't call it, man.
How about she get into a fight and a chick kick in a box and just liquid come out of that blood? She's leaking liquid. She just leaking plasma. I'm so bad for you dudes, yo. She just leaking plasma, just plasma everywhere. My box, girl, that cost me a lot of money. And you going to go get some more inserted in it. Botox for the box. Botox for the box, man. I was on the doctor when I was having my baby. Like, don't cut me, yo. Watch your knife. I'm going to push this one out. We're going to keep it moving. Oh, man. S. Kylie, I definitely want to get your opinion on, you know, the Botox or the blocks, the implants for the labia lips.
Man, that, man. I mean, it's just funny to me because I remember not too long ago, women was trying to cover that up. Like, they thought that was embarrassing to have. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, who want that attention anyway? That ain't no number sending off a wrong message. They usually have the stuff that tight going anyway. It's just to be able to be that visible. Like, what part of the imagination are you going to lead a man to have? You ain't going to have nothing to imagine about because you see everything right there, man.
Well, obviously, it's a fad because the A-Rab, they're getting A-Rab money. They marrying these young girls, and they got these little Happy Meal boxes.
Happy
so they
Meal
send
box.
Them over here to the American, and only in America. Bebop, I'm going to play that too. Only, I love America. Only in America can you send your young wife over to America to get her some supersized lips. You know what? That's a new nigga situation. Huh?
Hey, Diva, what about this, though? You think about, you know, when you with your lady or whatever, you know what I mean? She get her hair done. You know, she be like, don't mess up my hair. Think about a chick, like when you about to do your thing with her. Don't mess up my box. You know what I'm saying?
Watch my box, nigga. Watch my box. You be like, why is your lip so firm? Why are they so tight? Don't they supposed to have a little swing to them? Your lips is standing like this. The bounce is at the front door. Your lips guarding the inside of it. Strong ass lips. Nobody with no strong ass lips. Sorry, but you know
right.
what? Just like Bevon said, you know, if I don't know, you know what I don't know won't hurt me, and it's not a problem. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We about to get into this music. That's Kylie, not a problem. When we come back, we're going to get more opinions on this situation
Hey, Diva.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got to get back to this session. I'm going to try to call back in before y'all get off, man. But I appreciate
okay.
you, love.
Thank you,
B-Bond. You got my whole studio in here falling out right now with this topic, bro.
Good looking, bro.
We appreciate you coming out. Shout out to B-Bond. Shout out to the whole team. You already know we already here, man. We definitely going to be playing more of your hot joints, but just keep knocking them out because it is the battlefield out here, all right?
I appreciate it. I'm going to do a drop for you, all right?
Thank you. Ha, ha, ha. I'm
talk
so
sorry
because I'm on the winner's side. All right, B.
All right,
I told
baby.
Y'all I'm on the winner's side. Nah, 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 nah. But, yeah, we're going to get back to this topic about these strong Debo lips. You ladies out there that got some Debo lips that really got the clapper. That's really a clapper. But you know what? For some men, it's not a problem. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, co-host Tay Black. It's Frontline Fridays with real talk, real music, real people all the time, man. Let's go.
All the ballers bouncing, they like the way I be leaning. Said the ladies to love me, from the beaches they call me. All the ballers are bouncing, they like the way I be leaning. All the rappers be hating, all the traps that I'm making. But all the hustlers, they love it just to be one of them.
now that y'all leaning like a broke hip on one foot. Time to give you lines like 36 notebooks. You try me, I'ma fizzle and pop like my soda shook. Laugh and get away with the crime like I stole the crook. So out of line, I'm a 2-year-old's coloring book. Hot gets messy like a 2-year-old's coloring book. Beef is nothing, I like mine overcooked. Eyes on your forehead, but I bet I won't get overlooked. I'm everywhere you wanna be. I'm starving for attention. Look at me, no, look at me. Little kids pointing, what you see, what you see. Look up and see me, S.Carly. Knee crack, I'm he. Anthrax on wax, I'm we. Boy, you said who fucking with me? It's like begging a black man. Come on, nigga, please.
From the streets to the club, club to the lock, lock to the spot where them thugs fuck the blocks. I got 'em, it's not a problem. 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 Tupac, hit 'em up, Lil Wayne's lollipop, Jay Z, Big Pimpin, Luda's number one spot. I got 'em, it's not a problem. I got 'em, it's not a problem. I got 'em, it's not a problem. I got 'em, it's not a problem.
Got bars like 1,000 cells. Your flow boring like the old cell phone without picture mail. Fuck up your blood like sickle cell. If you cross the lines, I can cross the nines and leave each generation pale. Commit suicide, go straight to hell. I'll still beat you there, meet you there, and smack you when I greet you there. You can't see me like your shit's impaired. Light up this bitch like a lid of flares. My guns stop banging like a sickle snare. Send your best style, out rhyme them. Collie's a blind math student. Bitch, I don't see problems. After a billion like 3 commas. Camel cousins on my pelvis. Yeah, pimp, them llamas. Take this punch to see your orthodontist. Or I'll aim for the guts because the vest would not stop what's popping. So if you duck, your throw is in barometer. And if you jump, your ass is out like pricks of Madonna's. And that I promise.
From the streets to the club, club to the lot, lot to the spot where them thugs smoke the blocks. I got 'em, it's not a problem. 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 Tupac, hit 'em up, Lil Wayne's lollipop, Jay-Z, Big Pimpin, Luda's number one spot. I got 'em, it's not a problem. I got 'em, it's not a problem. I got 'em, it's not a problem. I got 'em, it's not a problem.
I want president, you feel? Bitch, I'm after a bill like Bush and take green like Kush. And they mouth like mush or in they ass like Tush. In the street and in the lab, I'm the shit, no flush, nigga.
Come on,
yeah, I'm the shit, no flush. Yeah, remind me of jerky, cheap beef that died tough. My flow wet them to they rust. Your clicks the ethnic gay group. All dicks that won't bust.
From the streets to the club, club to the lot, lot to the spot where them thugs smoke the blocks. I got 'em, it's not a problem. 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 Tupac, hit 'em up, Lil Wayne's lollipop, Jay-Z, Big Pimpin, Luda's number one spot. I got 'em, it's not a problem. I got 'em, it's not a problem. I got 'em, it's not a problem. I got 'em, it's not a problem.
It's got him. It's not a problem, man. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT with co-host Tay Black. I got S. Collie live in the building. Future Guru 100 live in the building. Shout out to B Bonds and the whole movement over there. We got y'all back, man, because we got him. It's not a problem. Yo, S. Collie, that was hot, baby. Wow.
I appreciate it.
Wow.
I appreciate it.
Got it. It's not a problem. Say back, what's going on with you, man?
I'm feeling good. That joint was definitely was dope, man. Definitely.
I appreciate it,
folks. Yo, yeah. I definitely got him. It's not a problem. I got it. You know, maybe it ain't my ego. I'm just a little bit confident because I do got him. It's really not a problem. And especially if I got these box implants. I'm strong down there.
That's retarded.
You definitely, with some implants with the potty mouth, you definitely can hold on to a man, girl. I can just see the commercial now. If you want to hold on to your man, get you some injections. You know, get you some strong lips. Oh, man.
It's definitely hot mess,
but it's Diva Mary Kay, and I'm laughing at their ass on that hot mess news. Yeah. The A-Rabbers over there, they definitely going in. They like, man, listen, I like your face. I like how you young. I like your body. It's all young and it's slender. You got a flat stomach. But the box, the girlfriend, we have to update to a grown woman. I wonder how long it's not. I really don't have to wonder how long it takes to heal from that, but that's ridiculous, man. And for the mothers out there, slap yourself twice in the face, man, for marrying a young daughter off to these A-Rab money. Oh, man, they giving them fake boxes, man. I like that joint, all these fake boxes, but I'm going to get to that in a few minutes because I definitely want to talk to you about the music, Not a Problem. Like, that was definitely hot. Like, what motivated you to make that one? Like, what inspired you to make that cut? Because you got a whole bunch of cuts that's hot, but what was the motivation behind that one?
I just like bars, and like most of the time when I sit down and get to writing, I just start spilling. I made the beat. That beat probably about 5-6 years old, and I went through my catalog and was like, I might as well snap on this. It just felt like snapping one day. Got down, got to writing to it, and start spilling. That's all that it really was. So like, it's just basically me practicing because, I mean, got practice makes perfect, and I'm a character. Like, I like to show off and see how many bars I can do. Put two bars, you know what I mean? Two punchlines in one bar. See how many punchlines I can come up with. See how they can fit together. I just stay sharp in my craft is all that it is. And like those two tracks I sent you today was basically those type of tracks for me. Want to play around because I like to have fun. I like being serious sometimes, but me having fun is shit what I like doing. So on the tracks, I just go in and try to murk them as bad as I can. See how they come out.
You definitely get a good job on that one, man. Straight out of Indianapolis, man. Why they call Indianapolis the Nap Town?
Nap Town. I guess it's just the nap in Indianapolis. I mean, mm-hmm. Nap Town. It's halfway slow. It's a little slow here. Motherfuckers be halfway sleepy.
It ain't that slow with
town.
The police robbing old ladies.
Yeah. I mean, it's hot. When you sleep, there's a lot of stuff to go on you don't know about. But call it Nap Town, but don't sleep on it. But yeah, it's a slow town. It moves. It's like a middle. Like it's a lot of cities that's faster than us, and it's a lot of cities that's slower than us. But they just call it Nap Town. I guess just from that. But you got acronyms like niggas ain't playing for NAP. Niggas ain't playing. Got Not a Problem. That's the one I went with. Not a Problem. So I just call it on there. Just quick rapper. Something to rap.
Oh, that's definitely tough. Tay Black, you got some questions for S. Colley?
I mean, what was like a lot of your influences, man? Because you got a lot going on. You engineer your music, do your own production, write your own music. Like, who did you look up to coming up when you were getting into music like that?
When I first started, before you're talking about as far as rappers or just period?
All the above, actually, because, you know, like Future Guru 100 said, man, you're the triple threat out here, man.
Yeah. As far as just getting into music, I think my father had an influence, like a big influence on it. Because I used to just, he used to just put the keyboard in front of me when I was little, and I'd just be playing on it, and he'd teach me how to play a certain song or a certain melody. He'd spit over it, you feel me? So he'd spit on it.
Wow.
I grew up around DJs, like my cousins, my father, they always had a record player. So I grew up on, like, It's Tricky. Yeah, I mean, that was one of my favorite songs when I was little, It's Tricky, Run DMC. Yeah, I mean, I listened to stuff like that. As far as music, when I got older and start developing and start getting into music, my peers, like all my buddies, they was always heavy into music. That's all we did was go buy CDs or go steal CDs or steal tapes and shit from the store.
Yeah.
And, at the lunch table, we'd have battles. And, like, I was the beat man, like the dude on the lunch table. I was the one making the beats, getting the whole corner of the lunchroom crunk. And that's how my producer got off, because when I started doing that, I found myself wanting to learn how to really do it, and I learned how to count notes. I joined my band class at my middle school. And from then on, everything just started falling into place. Like, my mama bought a computer. I went to the Black Expo and won three beat making programs. So them came
wow.
in. And wow. from then I just learned how to engineer from them, from playing with programs. It's, everything just progressed, and I got a keyboard, and my buddies put me in a talent show. I didn't even rap yet. They just threw me, like, you hang around with them, I know you can rap. Like, I don't rap. Man, you can rap. Go ahead. Put me in a talent show. I won a talent show. and it just, everything just kept falling into place for me. Like, it was meant for me to do it. Like, every time I try to scare away from it, something positions me right back into music, and it just keeps me going. So it's just, it's like I'm meant to do music. And every time I wake up, it's something new.
That's what's good.
Keep me in this area and stuff. Yeah, that's what it is. Now I just go hard with it.
I like that you get the family support. To all the youth that's listening out there, to all the mothers and whatnot, 313, we got Michigan live in the building. Yo, we all over, man. We all over. I got literally the north, south, east, and the west all in the building right now. We definitely got it in. It's your girl, Diva Mary K, with co-host Tate Black. You're now on Diva Spot Radio, ENT. It's Frontline Fridays where all the real music lives at, man. Future Crew 100 was live in the building. And, you know, as Kali, I like what you said about you was consistent with what you was doing, you know, and you won. You earned that stuff. And shout out to the mothers, man. Support y'all kids. Don't just think he just rapping or whatever the case may be. It's a fab. Like, if they love me and if this they clap, you support whatever they do. Like, my son, he's 8 years old. Every time I turn around, he's building something. Because Christmas is going to be lovely with the building situation. I love that he built it. And then he'll go to the dumpster and, like, pull stuff out. I'm like, why are you doing that? He like, Mommy, I made a hotel in the backyard. Yo, it was so fly. He had went into the little storage in the back of the house, got one of the beds that we had. He had a bed out there. He had a fan. He took the fans that stand up, that go back and forth. He hung it around the tree like this your ceiling flam. My baby got a plan, damn it. And I'm going to support that. I ain't too happy with that little nigga digging in the garbage, but I got to do what I got to do to get him some stuff. And it's so great that they got this ultimate tool set. It got tools. It got the fake wood. He can make a helicopter out of it. But support the kids, man. And don't forget, when they leave out to go to school in the morning, pray over them and grab them tight and look them in the face and say, you know what, I'm so proud of you. I'm so thankful that you doing your thing in school, like you rocking hard. Hug them. Damn, it ain't going to hurt nobody. These kids need a hug. Mary J. Blige said it. Sometimes I need a hug, or otherwise we're going to have our little divas over here with fake boxes. Damn fake boxes. I'm mad at these damn fake boxes. What did I do? It's your girl, Diva Mary K. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We about to get into another banger by B-Bonds called What Did I Do Freestyle. Yo, this is definitely hot. When we come back, I got a couple more questions and a little bit more hot news. So go ahead, pour yourself another drink. Go ahead, lean the seat back. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Fall back because we chilling right now. It's your girl, Diva Mary K. You now tune in to Diva Spot ENT Frontline Friday. Let's get it, man.
Okay. I'm at an 80% success rate right now. Yeah.
Let's
get this off my
nice
chest.
Wonder.
I never played a rap. I never acted bad.
Let's go.
Said goodbye to the music, but the flow got me. It's my life, and I ain't changing that for nobody. I'm old school, Cadillac with the old body. Two revolvers in the trunk and an old shotty. They say a warm heart will leave you with a cold body. My advice, don't fall in love with nobody. If friendships don't exist, that's ignorance. I've been betrayed, please excuse my belligerence. So fuck it, yo, I'm the bad guy. Now don't make it so fly, we gon' let them die slow. We just gon' paralyze, I'ma let the time go. This game ain't for me, dog. I'm too much of a G-dog. And fucking with you peons, that ain't where I belong. I'm too strong. People jealous of your boy, but I ain't mad at it. At let me know whatever I do. I'm bad at it. I'm talking bad like rebel shit. All black on, holding up my horns. I'm feeling devilish. Rewind the last sentence, go and find the predicates. I'm the asshole, you don't really want to bet against. Don't want to be a pessimist, but you fake niggas leaving all the evidence. Y'all will be the death of this. Meanwhile, living life that's effortless. Polo, king, diamonds on my necklace. Financially, I'm a get money specialist. Nothing like a pit, but you should see the way I check a bit. I'm just a moolie on a mission, putting fear in you. More like a movie, I belong in the theater. I'ma clear it up. You're a nobody, your life got no equity. You need some help with the cash, get your luck straight. I got some Katy Perry in the truck to get your buck straight. But enough with the dope talk, let's save face. Let's talk about how I came and I made space. In a room with no room, my Bogart. People say it's so hard till you go so calm. And I'm so calm, so gangster. The way I be grilling niggas and I don't even know drum. I'm being me, I don't wish a nigga no harm. But if it be what it be, it's so long, I'm so gone. Every bar hit like a crowbar. I'm hot like I'm rapping with my coat on. No time to prolong, this is something to go on. I'm like a Tom Brady pass, nigga, go long. As I go on, y'all niggas go wrong. Let's see who's here when the smoke's gone. No cipher, but I B-E-T. Y'all niggas, y'all know a nigga nice. America. Put this shit where it's supposed to be. You figure it out. Dynasty. ABA. Bomb.
What did I do? Yo, it's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio, ENT, with my co-host Tay Black live in the building. This Frontline Fridays, y'all already know what it is. Real talk, real people, real music, real hot mess news all the time. Like hot mess news, WikiLeaks to release. Yo, old boy from WikiLeaks, older WikiLeaks is now on the run because he has been charged with rape by two women. And his response is, they wanted me. So he might be hooking up with Osama bin Laden. WikiLeaks, the owner of WikiLeaks, is Julian Assange. And Obama sent a shout-out to the fool talking about if he offering some protection. Osama bin Laden offers refuge to Julian Assange. Wow. Nice.
Nice.
This fool has been able to elude capture for 9 years. I got a shout out to Osama bin Laden, man. For real.
No, for real.
Shout out to him, because if you can do that shit for nine years, you know, I got some credit collectors that you need to show me what you're working with. What?
Yeah.
I'm a G. You should watch how I move, man. Listen, shout out to Triple Team P. Shout out to NTV, man. I'm definitely live in the building on the situation. As Kali, yo, I'm feeling some type of way about, you know, bin Laden. I'm really not feeling some type of, yes, I am. I lie. I'm feeling some type of way about Osama bin Laden. He out of here. I just want to give y'all a small briefing on this story. And know that Hillary Clinton is a gangster. Do not play with her. She'll cut you down at the wayside real quick. And I'm going to tell y'all why I say that, because this story, dead serious news, once again, it says Julian, the subject of an Interpol red notice, has been offered refuge by Osama bin Laden. For the past 9 years, bin Laden has successfully eluded capture. Julian is wanted in Sweden for alleged rape and sexual harassment of two Swedish women. Julian has denied the charges, stating they wanted me. He is believed to be hiding in Britain. As the founder of WikiLeaks, Julian has leaked confidential documents, embarrassed America, that has caused great embarrassment to the U.S. government, if they haven't already embarrassed themselves all damn ready. Although not aligned with Julian, bin Laden is said to admire the damage WikiLeaks has caused to the United States credibility.
most recent documents related to the arrest of Percy Cummins. Yeah, we see you, Cummins. They just didn't see you coming. How about that? Adds to comment to Bin Laden's offer to Julian, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton stated that if Julian takes shelter with Bin Laden, he will be subjected to assassination. If Julian is ever thinking about taking up with Bin Laden, we will take him out with the Predator drone. What? She ain't playing. She said if he ever think about hooking up with Bin Laden, I'll put the bullet in his head myself. Don't play with me. She even go in and say, guess what? The British government has already given the green light. Clinton added. Yeah, play whatever you want to. Don't forget about MBD. Say,
wow.
Black, what's MBD? Tell him what MBD is, Tay Black.
Nah, I can't even do it. I'm not even going to unleash that on people.
I tell him. MBD is mad bitch's disease. Let me tell you. When a woman gets mad, this only happens when we get upset, like mad, angry, upset. When a woman gets mad, it just happens that she gets MBD disease and go postal on your ass.
She need to get that box work done. That's all that is. She been waiting around. She on the back end order that box work. She need to get that done. That's why she feeling that way.
Oh damn. Oh, you a fool for that one. Oh man. Oh, you a fool for that one. Well, she probably is on the back end. She probably got a order to get her box done.
You can't be stalling them out like that. If they got an order in for their box upgrade, you can't be doing that. And my girl, she made a good point too. She was saying that it's probably, you know, a lot of older women probably trying to get that joint too. Upgrade the box, bring the box back to life on some Frankenstein type stuff. You know what I'm saying?
What happened to the old school remedy? Like, just imagine he down there, everything all good and whatnot, and all of a sudden, leak. And you know what, just imagine if y'all getting it in and he going all wild, all butt wild style and puncturing your lip. And he thinking that you super wet and one of your lips in deep way.
You done hit a speed bump down there. He done broke your box. Now you got to get.
He broke your box.
He done B to B. He done broke your box.
You be on the phone like, girl, this nigga done broke my box. That's crazy. Getting inserts inside the girlfriends, inside your lips, or whatever the case may be. I think that's very strange. Ladies, God made you in his image, so he made you perfect just the way that you are. Just the way that you are. You know, guess what? After all that is said and done, we already dealing with so many cancers. As women, we deal with so many cancers. You mean to tell me that you're going to insert some silicone inside your lips and it can cause damage later? Just imagine if you want to have a kid, you want to have to get a C-section because you in fear that you're going to bust your lips. You can't even have a baby natural.
Speaking of busting lips, so you know what I'm saying? So you mean to tell me they got to put chapstick down there too? Because, you know, you can't get your lips. You can't get your lips chapped. You know what I'm saying? You can't. Don't chap no lips now. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Yo, that is crazy. That is super, super duper crazy, man. I mean, you with your lips get dry, you got to carry two things, a chapstick, one for your lips on your face and one for the lips on your girlfriend. Like, knock it off, man.
Knock it off.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
That's a lot, man. It's a shame how society makes women feel for the most part. where they feel like they gotta do all that. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, understandable, but I mean, that's society. Like, this is the world. At the end of the day, you know, when you go home, you don't take the world with you. You don't take the cameras. Well, some people take the cameras with you, a.k.a. ghetto housewives, ghetto. I can't, Diva Mary can't stand Atlanta housewives. I can't stand Jersey housewives. I can't stand none of it. You want to know why? You want me to tell you why I'm mad, son? I'm tell you why I'm mad, son. Because all they do, these women got, they got degrees, they're educated, and they got money, and they still act like a bunch of ghetto hoes on TV. And the sad thing about it, a lot of men think that this is the way that we act.
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
A lot of women think they should act that way. They be looking up to them chicks.
You ain't no Atlanta housewife.
Nope.
You live right there in the hood. No. I mean, that's hot mess news, man. That's a whole nother show, but I ain't really rocking with them. But that, yo, I almost just take a sip. There it is. Got a sip on my tea here, y'all. Got a sip on my tea here. It's tea. But as Collie, right? I just go in on these people because people do the stupidest things, man. I mean, the stupidest things. Oh, this is what I wanted to say. Now, I had this issue in this situation. And for all the ladies out there that got fat butts, okay? Now, it's nice to look at, y'all. It's nice to have, but sometimes it can come a problem. Like, it really becomes a problem to get, you know, you decide, you get aggravated with it, and it's hard to shop for a fat booty. It's hard to shop for 20s because either there's not enough room in the back to have to show your crack, or it's too much room in the front, and you got the kangaroo pouch rocking.
Oh,
so,
man.
The kangaroo pouch rocking. You'd be like, man, listen. But this particular situation that was going on, a young lady was telling her man, like, you know, I think, you know, I want to get a butt reduction. And he said to her, like, if you get a butt reduction, I'm going to leave your ass. Is that justifiable to leave your woman because she want to get a couple of pounds off the booty?
I guess she want to leave some of her ass, and I guess he going to leave her ass, so.
That ain't love. Like that. If you lose the booty, you lose your man, basically. That's Kylie, who you working with right now?
What you mean?
Who you working with right now as far as, like, doing collabos with? And I know you produce your own stuff, but who you working with right now?
Right now, I'm really I'm concentrating on my solo. I've been pitching together my ideas for the my album. I got a couple of mixtapes. I want to put out a mixtape a month for 2011. I'm trying to put out a mixtape a month. So right now, I'm just really building all my stuff up. You know what I mean? Like making beats, making a couple of beats a day. Brainstorming, getting all my thoughts together so when it's time to go in, I can go in.
That's
what I really don't have no problem with collabing with nobody. Like, if you want to collab with me, just holler at me. I mean,
hey, well, I'm going to go ahead and holler right now, duh. I'm definitely liking what I'm hearing thus far, so I'm going to reach out to you later on tonight and definitely lock in your information, man, because I'm definitely feeling the music, too.
Yeah, just holler.
So all those who want to holler at you about a collab or get at you, how can they get to you, S. Collie?
Yeah, you can hit me on Twitter. That comes straight to my phone. I mean, S_COLLI. Facebook, put in S. Collie. Yeah, I should pop up. I don't know too many S. Collies. you know what I mean? Or just go to scollie.com and hit click on any of the links. I know I'm pretty sure you can get to me off of that. Some shit, I mean, ain't that
that's
hard to find. Up.
The boss baller freestyle. You know, what's the message behind that one?
I was just snapping. I heard the beat. That's a rapper named Louisiana Cash.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up one of his mixtapes. Like, he surprised me. You feel me? Like, because he got the song Walk With A Dip. And, like, the song, it's a groovy little song, club banger. But, like, from that song, you wouldn't think that he could rap the way that he rap. You feel me? Like, his mixtape really surprised me. He got bars. And, like, that's how I be afraid to put out certain ones of my songs. I like making everything, you know. And I got certain songs that might sound dumbed down compared to another song that I got. And sometimes I just put that out. Like, I heard the beat and heard how he snapped on it. So I said, let me snap on it. And I just got it, snapped on it, and put it out. Like, a little free download. And a lot of people download them when I put it out. So...
Well, that's definitely what's up. We definitely about to get into that joint right now. This right here is S. Kali, the Boss Baller Freestyle. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. It's Frontline Fridays where all the real people go, man. Let's get it.
Okay. I like this shit right here, baby. I go by the name S. Kali. If you don't know where the fuck I'm in, nigga, where the fuck you been?
Yeah, he's in the building, goddamn it. Say, oh,
hey, oh, oh,
say,
oh,
oh,
say,
who?
Say, who?
Say,
who?
Come on, say, who?
One of you in the building, goddamn it. Let's get this motherfucker talking like this. Look,
Kali, shawty, probably called him in the back of your bitch throat like Slim on Slim. Damn, I'm so ignorant, especially when I spit it. I'm Eddie Murphy and Shrek. Yeah, I act the ass with it. I'm so upset mad with it. You a flaming fag with it. Yo, shit been played out. Damn, you such a fag with it. Took you that long to get it? I've been headed and lifted. You just learning? I bet you the last ass with it. Why I'm half past ignorant? Yeah, my cash past fixing. The scene's throwing up green. Sash past sickening. Admitted, your boy gifted. I'm Nicholas on Christmas.
Hey, nigga, is that your bitch?
I bet I'm on her wish list. Yeah, I'm on the airwaves so you can catch my damn drift. Chopper Street and Hairwaves. Look, dandruff. What's that smell, pimp? My bag, man, you can't whip. Excuse the sin, I'm just the shit, so please, pimp, don't get pissed. I'll lick, I'll lick. Baller, I'm a baller.
Come home,
I'm a baller. Yeah,
I'm a baller.
I'm a baller. Yeah,
I like this shit.
I'm a dollar.
And inject yourself with some sicker than Kali, nigga. You rappers are entrees. Look, another finger licker. My mind, Jeffrey Dahmer mixed with Hitler's. Where's dinner? Give me a Lord, I'm a killer, a dreamer and a sinner. That's why I'm fucking bad hoes and I'm slobbered on my pillow. Lord, yawn, wake up off in her fillers. Bust and leave her with that face like madness, nigga. I'm taking off indeed it. Time you niggas stop. Where's the comma when you need it, man? I mean it like when daddy said twice. If I have to get up, boy, it ain't gonna be nothing nice. It's too easy. Ooh, it's too easy. Ask your mama, baby boy. She gon' say, please believe me. They hating that they see me. About to make them shitty. Like when moms call you in the room and tell you, turn the TV.
I'm on.
Welcome to Diva Spot. 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 Welcome to
just tuned in to that on the spot diva. From east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You listen to the only diva spot radio. Call
Diva Mary Kay, 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 Diva Mary Kay,
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's just Diva Mary Kay. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio with my co-host, Tay Black, live in the building. It's Frontline Fridays. Welcome to Diva Spot. I don't know, man. I done had some drops done, and I appreciate all the love and the drops, but I just like hearing my name. I don't know.
Hey, that joint gets you pumped, too. You be ready to tear the house up.
Yeah.
I was in this joint about to tear the crib up. Diva Mary Kay. Diva Mary Kay.
Welcome to Diva Spot. You just gotta point your finger out at somebody's forehead like, yeah, welcome to Diva Spot, fool. It got me feeling like old dog over here.
Yeah, that mug go hard. Well, be banging too.
That dude go hard. I like how you like tuned it in. You know how did that? That was definitely hot, man. He hit everything that I'm about, and I definitely appreciate it. But the Boss Ballers freestyle, like that was definitely funny as hell. Yo, that
I know you probably done did it too. Look, you done did that mama thing where you done caught your son in there thumb turn TV.
TV. Go get me some water.
You know what I mean? Everybody mama done did it like that before, man. I feel
you
so
know what,
mad,
I don't...
but you can't talk crazy to her. You like, ah. Talk
about turn the TV or where the remote control at and you didn't lock it.
Yeah, I mean, you laying right next to it. It's under the pillow. You want to call me all the way in here. Talk about kick me that remote because you put it on top of the TV and you don't feel like getting up.
That's messed up. But me personally, after watching Friday and knowing my son, like, I don't let him go get me no water. I remember what I used to do to my mom. So, you know, I don't go get no water. But my son is very loving. He would bring me water just without me asking. But, yeah, that's coming to the room and talk about, you know, where the remote control at. And it is right up under you. Like, you ain't look for nothing. And 9 times out of 10, you hit it under your pillow from the kids. You know,
yeah,
you should have paid that extra $5 for that cable vision to get that extra remote control. Your cheap ass just want to get the basic package. Now put you
on
blast.
A lot of people hit me up about that line. They thought that was extremely funny too. I mean, it hits so close to home. I don't know what made me put it in there, but that was just, it had to go in there. Just having fun, man.
That's what it's about, man. And, you know, have fun with the music. At the same time, have a message, you know. But it's all about having fun with what you're doing. Because if you're having fun and you love what you're doing, man, you will never work another day in your life. Because, you know, we in America, we start to realize that we very blessed. Because in other countries, like Singapore, which is on the hot mess news today, dun-dun-dun-dun. Again, I got to set my game up. I know exactly what I'm going to get to. But Singapore is prosecuting nose-picking drivers. Now, this is
what?
Hot mess news. Yes, Singapore to prosecute nose-picking drivers. Straight out of dead serious news. It says Singapore, the island state known for their dramatic laws and punishment, have added another bizarre law to its book. the same country that prohibits chewing gum, spitting on the street, and mandates flushing of toilets in public restrooms has now made it illegal to pick your nose in your car while you drive. Enforcement of the new law will be accomplished with the help of traffic cameras, police officers, and a hotline where witnesses can use their cellular phones to send pictures of offenders to police. In addition to $1,000 fine, anyone convicted of picking their nose while driving will be required to pose with their finger up their nose and have the picture posted on the website of offenders. Public humiliation is considered an effective deterrent of crime in Singapore. Ain't that a
hey, they wild over there for real, man. They got a snitch line. In case the cameras don't pick up you picking up your nose, they want somebody to call it in.
Wow. Tay Black, what you got to say about that situation right there?
All I'm going to say is I know everybody done been in traffic before. Look, turn to your left or your right. Done seen homie or the young lady
man.
Or somebody just getting it in their nose. You know what I mean? None of that. They over there digging for gold. Next thing you know, Singapore news. In recent news, local man was arrested today. Hit and run accident. Police stepped on the scene. CSI said they found traces of boogers and snot.
Come on, man. On his man hand.
Exactly. Come on, how you gonna hit two people because you digging for gold in your nose? Come on now. I know it's a depression. You know, I know times it's hard, but like, you know, they say cash for gold, but they don't say boogers. Yeah, they don't. That's not interchangeable like that. You can't flip that like that. You gotta be careful,
yo,
man. That's why. Go ahead, Diva. My fault. Go ahead, Diva.
That's okay. Wait a minute. I want to get y'all opinions on this. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And if you're on the line right now, press the 1 button to give your opinion about this. And you can also go to tell me. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT and give your opinion on this topic right here. I'm laughing. This is some bullshit because I didn't read this part of the story. It says enforcement of the law will make accommodations, will help with traffic. You got cameras. You got police officers. And the hotline where the witnesses can use their cellular phones to send a picture of an offender to the police. And they got this lady digging at her nose hard as hell. It looked like Roseanne. It looked like Rosie. And she up in it. And, you know, it's crazy. Like, I wanted to say this story because we over here in America, we think our laws is dumb. We think some of the laws is dumb, and like, come on now, like you also getting $1,000 fine for digging up your nose, man. Like,
a whole stack.
You can't spit in the street over there. You can't in Singapore. You can't spit on the streets. You can't chew gum, and they mandating flushing the toilets in public restrooms. How you gonna mandate my flush? Like, are you serious?
Man,
that's some
hot
mess news.
What are they trying to prove? Like, what are what are they doing all that for?
I guess because, you were saying.
Some money shit, man.
But, you know, they I think they be hemming people up for Diva. I think you said they were spitting. Like, you can't chew gum in public.
Yeah.
What's wrong with chewing gum now? Like,
you know, all it takes is one government official to be sitting at a table. Rub his hand underneath that table, get hit with some gum. You know, we all hate that. You know what I'm saying?
Hate that.
Yeah. He probably walked in the building and stepped on some gum, and that mug just stuck him right to the thing, and he just got mad.
Yep. Look, got some gum
and
on his
say,
Ferragamo.
You know what?
We're
going to make this a law.
Yeah, man.
Yep. He done got the gum on Ferragamos or something. He done got salty over there.
Now he hot, so he just take it. He just banned the whole city.
Shut the whole city down.
I don't like them anyway, so forget y'all.
No bazooka Joe. No government. You know what I'm saying? Juicy Poop, you out of there. I see you, I'm prosecuting you, like on the spot. No chewing.
What? Juicy Poop getting it too. Double Mint, Spearmint. Y'all all getting it. Bubblicious. Getting it. Trident. Everybody
still
getting it.
I wonder if they still sell it over there.
Right, I bet you some stinky breath people in Singapore right now. Y'all can't chew no gum. I guess it was saying that they can't chew gum in public. So
in
before
public,
I come out the house, I gotta put it in the garbage. Okay.
Well, you know, gum over there probably like drugs now. Everybody cooking it in the crib. You know, yo, got that double bubble right here, dog. Hey, y'all come check this out. You know, I got that double bubble. I'm serving it hot. You know what I mean? Let it cool. Let that batter cool real quick. You know, I got you. Got bubble. Yo, man, I just need a little choo-choo, man. I just need a little, that's it, man. Just a little choo-choo.
Just a little choo-choo. Yo, shit, they definitely got that double bubble over there. They got the double bubble with the strong box lips too. Double bubbles, you new niggas. That's the new nigga stuff right there. I'm sorry. Sometimes though, I wish I was the Met. Sometimes I wish I wish. It's just a lot of imaginary things going on right now, man. Just a lot of imaginary things going on. Just pulling stuff up, and you know what? Just for today, I will accept the things I cannot change and change the things that I can. Because that is some sad stuff right there. You got booger cops. What, you going to write me a booger ticket? Just roll up on you. Excuse me now. Because you put your hands up.
All things they can be doing to make that city safer. They want to worry about somebody digging up their nose.
Yeah. That is freaking crazy. And you know what? That definitely deserves two back-to-back bangers right now, man. The first thing that we're going to get into right now, and it's only right that we play this, is S. Kali, Ooh, I'm a Fool. And then we're going to come back with some D-Bombs, man. Because right there, that's some foolish shit right there. I am sorry. I'm so glad that I live in America. Oh, we're going to get into the intro, I Love America by D-Bombs, but that's definitely some foolish shit right there. It's your girl, Diva Mary K. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, and ooh, I'm a fool.
You know the hat messed the bag, shoes messed the shirt, yeah, the boys look cool. Fox messed the belt messed the coupe.
Play hooky when it comes to finesse.
Not a lot, but sure, walking on the beach of the devil. Screaming like kettles, what you lack is calling got several. Mario with two whistles, I done skipped your level. Mesh my bag, mesh shoes, shoes, mesh. Yeah, the boys, cool, cool. Socks, mesh, built, mesh, cool. Rims, always put the whip.
Big Jersey, riding with the one and only Bonds the Don, B Bonds, Made in America, Comeback 3, the trilogy, it's not a game, you know how it goes down.
Ah, you're surgical with this one right here, gang. Comeback 3, nigga. Made in a motherfucking America, nigga. This is why I love America, motherfucker. It's the only goddamn country get caught with 12 guns, man. Do 10 months and come the fuck back home, man. I ain't saying motherfucker told, man. But I understand, motherfucker. You gotta love it, man. The land of the free, the home of the brave. America. You have to. This is why I love America. Niggas sitting up in that big-ass mansion with 100 motherfucking hoes, man. The niggas is considered not a pimp, a motherfucking genius. Take the fours, motherfucker, number one slot, man. Niggas at the top of the cellar, number pussy. Yes, sir. Only in America. Bernie Madoff, my nigga. Bernie was the only nigga that was coming to the hood. Damn, you loan me a dollar, I get you two back on motherfucking Tuesday. But Bernie the only motherfucker is sitting up in the motherfucking joint. But listen, if you was giving Bernie that money every Tuesday and shit, I feel as though you responsible for that shit too. But understand this, kick your feet up, Bernie, I got your motherfucking back, nigga. And all you motherfuckers that was cashing them checks that was coming in every motherfucking month, you need to get with me, man, down to motherfucking aviator.com, nigga. Let's get this food package and send over to Bernie Madoff, nigga. Only in America.
Only in America, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT with my co-host, Tay Black. I got S. Kali live in the building, man. Only in America can you get caught with 10 guns, I mean 12 guns, and do 10 months. Only in America. I swear. Only in America. Only in fucking America. Man, I ain't even mad. I'm glad B-Bond said that. Who Hefner? Who Hefner? He is the biggest pimp in the world. Sitting up there. Yo, I'm out of intro, yo. Y'all make sure y'all follow B-Bond's. Go to twitter.com/B-Bonds. Make sure y'all follow him and Google the man. The man is in business. All you got to do is put in B-Bonds and you'll get all the information. I ain't mad at B-Bonds because he always playing in the wind, and that's what we're about to get into now. This cut right here called Playing in the Wind by B-Bonds, because I'm playing in the wind right now.
Come back three exclusive.
Yeah. Comeback 3. Let's go, like. You already know what it is. Give me money, give me fame. Trusty dog, I'm still a slave. Give me power to prevail. Trusty dog, I will not fail. I done took you to the top, and I'm still up at the top. See, my brain will never end, so I'm just playing in the wind. I'm just playing in the wind. I'm just playing in the wind. See, my brain will never end, so I'm just playing in the wind. I done took you to the top, and I'm still up at the top. See, my brain will never end. You already know that I'm about that cake. You already know that I ain't no fake. They wanna hate, let them hate. Hate too real, I'm too
start, then you better get the strap, cause there ain't no turning back. This is money over bitches, this is family over business. This is 40,000 racks in my true religion, bricks. Yeah, I think it's straight clown, get the fuck up out my kitchen. Once I'm finished with this meal, then I might let you do the dishes. I'm here to claim my position, being sure is what you're missing. Wanna tune into my life, I'm aviated television. I'm a lion, use a kitten, you don't want it with me. Pippin', I've been known to go hard like an old Detroit piston. Cross told me long ago, all you niggas straight women. Life told me long ago,
get em,
now I'm a get em. Give me money, give me fame, trust me dog, I'm still a slave. Give me power to prevail, trust me dog, I will not fail. I done took you to the top, and I'm still up at the top. See my rainbow never end, so I'm just playing in the wind. I'm just playing in the wind, I'm just playing in the wind. See my rainbow never end. Boy, don't get it fucked up. All these niggas talking fly, boy, to get you fucked up. Yeah. I can't hold it back no more. This is power in the flesh. We don't need a DJ Khaled just to tell us we the best. I've been rocking in the throne. I've been known to hold my own. Been an underground king with a pocket full of stones. I'm a Mackin microphone, Mr. Michael Colio. Paint a picture of the dough like a Michelangelo. Oh, you want them on my shit? She's shining up the flow. I'm just lining up. Cock it back and let it go, let it go. I'm alive, living all the luxury. Living good without you losers, live without the fuckery. If it's all left up to me, I would push it to your end. Dedicated to your hatred, y'all haters living in shit. You already know we right, over here we don't pretend. See success is like a kite, so I'm just praying in the wind. Give me money, give me fame, just be dog, I'm still a slave. Give me power to prevail, just be dog, I will not fail. Rainbow never ends, so I'm just playing in the wind. I'm just playing in the wind. I'm just playing in the wind. See, my rainbow never ends, so I'm just playing in the wind. I done took you to the top, and I'm still a better job. See, my rainbow never ends, so I'm just playing in the wind.
You know what it is.
To that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You listen to the only diva spot radio.
Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay, Diva Mary Kay, Mary, Diva Mary Kay.
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT, with my co-host, Tay Black, live in the building. We got S. Kali live in the building. Y'all already know what time it is. It's Frontline Fridays with all the real music live at, man. Oh, man.
A Diva Mary Kay.
All of y'all is just two up the front of you. It's going to be all right, man. We're going to go to the hotlines to open it up right now because the hotlines is open up. We got 202-904 live in the building. What's your name and where you calling from?
What up, Diva? This is Genius.
Oh, Genius, what's going on, man? Shout out to you for being live in the building. We got Genius on the line, man. I told you, I'm rocking with the best of them.
What up? I just wanted to call in and get my support, just finish up my homework about to cook, but I wanted to call in and show love, you know, support everybody. Big ups to everybody that's actually on the show right now.
That's definitely good stuff. Yo, Genius, I want your opinion on this right here.
Mm-hmm.
So we got some hot mess news for you.
Okay.
So, we got this man, Mr. Deep. He making a killing off these Libya implants. Now, the lady was getting the breast implants. They was getting the booty implants. Fake eyelashes, flake hair, flake nails. Yo, like, I'm going to get you, sucker, yo. Remember when she went to the room with old boy and
right.
he was like, I want to tell you something about myself. He was like, I'm really not. He said he really not. She was like, really? She took a wig off, all her body parts off. But anywho, that was funny. I'm going to watch that tonight.
That was crazy.
She took that leg off, but these is women. This man is making a killing. He's a cosmetic surgeon, and he's making a killing. He's actually backlogged for the next 6 months to get these implants. These women are getting these implants, and he quotes that you, whether old or young, you're going to be the envy of all the girls. Your camel toe will be the envy of all the women on the beach this summer. Like, are you serious? I definitely want to get your opinion on that with these Botox coochies. I'm sorry.
I tell you straight up, to me, you know what I'm saying, it's nothing like a natural individual, male or female. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not for any type of augmentation, you know, and alteration, you know, of your body. You know, you should be happy and blessed for what you have. And anytime you're attempting to try to do those types of things, you know, at the end of the day, it's not real. You know, whether you pay for it and call it yours, it's not real. I mean, it's no different from going to the salon and getting some hair. You could call it yours, but it's really not yours, even though you paid for it. It's not really not yours. People need to learn how to be happy and content with themselves, and that's an issue that they are running from. It's an escapism because they're not happy with themselves, so they feel that they need to alter their self.
I am bugging how... Now the lips get hard like the male too. Like, how you gonna get hard like him, huh? Are you serious? How y'all both getting hard at the same time? That's whack to me. I'm sorry.
He's smiling.
that ain't a good look for me. And, you know, I don't support that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I don't know what everybody else's opinion was. For me personally, you know, hey, you know, that's a natural thing. It don't need to be altered. You know, at least not by medicine or doctors.
If you ain't got it, you ain't gonna get it. Oh, man, I guess not. They said, as the hell, what you talking about, Demon Mary Kay? I'm going to go get me some Botox for my box, man. I'm about to Botox the box. They are hopping and skipping on their way down there. You got a 6-month backlog, man. Listen, I am mad at the Arnold Schwarzenegger lips, man. Just strong lips. You really want to hold on to your man? You get you some silicone up in there. They strong. You get the infamous pouty mouth. And y'all go to deadseriousnews.com. Y'all got to see how they got this picture up here. And the girl got on. Anywho, but it's crazy. Pouty mouth on the box, on the girlfriend.
Super
I don't want nobody. I definitely want to get your opinion on this. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. If you're on the line right now and you want to give your opinion on these vagina implants, I still can't believe it. Press the one button and we'll let you live in the building. Like, you know, wow, like y'all really ain't happy with yourself no more. It's like, you know what? I'm just, what was you doing? Was you just sitting down one day looking down there like, you know what? I'm looking kind of saggy here. Girl, I'm about to go get me some Botox with a box. Oh, man.
Grandmother ain't teaching him about vinegar and olive oil.
Yeah, the natural ways of doing that. And you know what? Not for nothing, it's a whole bunch of old freaks out there, including Grandma. You know, the vinegar ain't working no more. And Grandma like, you know what, I need to get a permanent pouty mouth. I got to go get me a popper for my box.
Wow.
That is not what's up.
Grandma walking around saggy as everywhere, but I'll tell you one thing, her box is
not full. Not even trying to visualize that. Not even trying to visualize
that.
Man,
she's been throwing out all the bad visuals tonight about that right there, that topic.
They gonna be like, Grandma, why are you a month behind on your mortgage? Baby, I had to go get my box pouted. She ain't paid the mortgage on a big house. She went to go get her box pouted. Oh,
she ain't tired in 2 weeks. She ain't even tired and offered it like 2 weeks.
I just heard. Oh, God, to get the potty, get, you know what I'm saying, get that juice back going.
That's what it ain't even going to help the juice flow. It's just going to be a
bug. My thing is the complications that this is going to cause, because everything in this world that you actually do that's done by man, anything built by man will be destroyed, and there's always side effects and complications. So all these people are rushing to get these things done, and they're negating the fact that there's always a catch to it.
You're right about that.
All you women out there that's getting these lip or these box implants, y'all gonna wake up one morning, y'all, and y'all box gonna look like a gremlin down there. You gonna wake up, it's just gonna be all frowned and shriveled up and leaking everywhere, man. Knock it off. Looking like a gremlin. You got that gremlin box.
Not yeah, literally be like the Barbie doll, the Mattel doll. Can't even do nothing with it.
Yeah, right. I guess it is really Barbie B for real. It's Barbie. Y'all going a little bit too far. That's enough. In Singapore, they going in talking about you can't pick your nose in your car. And if you do pick your nose in the car, they got the booger police over there. That's basically in Singapore. It's really a true story. In Singapore, they have now made a law that you cannot pick your nose in your car. Otherwise, they have set up where they got cameras watching you, traffic police watching and see if you're going to pick your boogers. They got people, they got a hotline for the booger snitchers. It's a snitch in every category in the game. Damn, you want to snitch because I'm picking my nose?
Wow.
They got a hotline you can call and you get in $1,000 fine. That's $1,000
booger, y'all. $1,000 for picking boogers?
Wow.
Yes.
I was just watching Dr. Oz, and they said that every freaking 13 seconds, somebody picking their nose. So they making some money off of that.
Yeah, right. I need to be over in Singapore.
Man,
I'm done.
Holding up a finger while I'm digging for gold.
And we be complaining about the laws over here. You better be happy that you don't live in Singapore, because Singapore is monitoring the flushes in the public. You know, not only that, you can't chew gum outside. You can't spit on the ground over in Singapore. And now you can't pick your boogers in your own car. Your car. My car.
Yeah, that's crazy. You should be able to do whatever you want to do up in your vehicle. If you want to get it in your vehicle, get it in. I understand if I'm going to have somebody delegate what I can do on my vehicle. Unless they want to take over the notes on it, then, as far as I'm concerned, they can cancel the sign on it.
Yo, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. And like my boy Tay Black said, things happen for a reason. We about to get into that cut right now. I definitely like this one. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And if you're over in Singapore digging in your nose and you get $1,000 ticket, somebody took a picture of you and happy for a reason. Ow.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Check it. Success is so close, I'm glued to it. No money hopes, I'm so broke, I'm used to it. Everybody rap like it's the thing to do. Sit back, it might not be the thing for you. I'm 21 years old, trauma said I'm not a grown man. Old wisdom, young in age, I got my own plans. Not your average hood hopes or some ghetto dreams. Been there, done that, on to better things. Do well with the sight of the tries. World on my shoulders, the voice still rises like that. And you could call me Mr. Angelou, go hard or go home. What any man would do, wishing on a star. I need a way, why is it hard to make money? The legal way, do it now, never say I meant to do. Some growth in my paper, an inch or two.
Road to the riches, it's taking me longer. I don't know if it's the hate, frustration, or hunger. They keep a nigga going, rapping for a reason. Shit don't just happen, shit happens for a reason. Road to the riches, it's taking me longer. I don't know if it's the hate, frustration, or hunger. They keep a nigga going. Road to the riches, it's taking me longer. I don't know if it's the hate, frustration, or hunger. They keep a nigga going, rapping for a reason. Shit don't just happen, shit happens for a reason. Road to the riches, it's taking me longer. I don't know if it's the hate, frustration, or hunger. They keep a nigga going, rapping for a reason. Shit don't just happen, shit happens for a reason.
Problems weighing heavy, man, it feels like a ton. Feel I'm being stretched thin by the lack of a sum. If I hit it big tomorrow, I wouldn't act when it comes. Just keep doing my thing, you know, act like a bum. Dickie shirts, plain tops, welcome to the hood tees. Faith on every decision, my last it could be. Legal hustle's real slow, I need a hope. My man got shit for sale, weed and coke. And it's not just one, it's a few of them, y'all. We either end up in jail or it's a funeral, y'all. But I ain't complaining, no struggling sides. No people are doing worse and they juggling jobs. We all hit with rough times, y'all got to feel me. Damn it, I'ma make it, even if it kills me. Life is pushing me down, I'm determined to stand. God set it out for me, just following plans.
Road to the riches, it's taking me longer. I don't know if it's the hate, frustration, or hunger. They keep a nigga going, rapping for a reason. Shit don't just happen, shit happens for a reason. Road to the riches, it's taking me longer. I don't know if it's the hate, frustration, or hunger. They keep a nigga going, rapping for a reason. Shit don't just happen, shit happens for a reason.
Happens for a reason. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Star Radio ENT with my co-host Tay Black live in the building. It's Frontline Fridays. We got S. Kali live in the building. We got Genius live in the building, man. It's definitely has been a great show, man. I just want to give a couple of shout outs. I want to shout out first of all my co-host Tay Black. I want to shout out for S. Kali for coming through. B. Bond, shout out to B. Bond for coming through. Future Groove 100, Lush Radio Online, the whole Aviators movement, man. I definitely got to give a shout out to Y.B., Brick City, Naptown live in the building. Got to give a shout out to the D, Michigan live in the building. Also want to give a shout out to my little cousin, Michelle, my two twin sisters, Amanda and Cassandra live on deck. And definitely want to give a shout out to my little man, Makayo. He always holding me down. Like, that's my little you know, he be working the switchboards and whatnot. I'm teaching him, man. So when we play music, know the 8-year-old, he's doing that. He's doing that. That's definitely what's up, man. Yo, Tay Black, you want to give some shout-outs? What's going on?
Yeah, first, shout-out Future Ghoul 100. Shout-out Retweet My G's. Check out my mixtape, man, Tattered Dreams, man. Look me up on datpiff.com. I also have physical copies for the mixtape. You can go ahead and check that out. Shout out to everybody on the show, Bonds, Kali, Aviator, everybody that was on the show today. Big love to them. And shout out to Diva Mary Kay for making this all possible, making me co-host. I like that duty. I like holding her down, man. Everybody good peoples, man. Shout out to everybody.
That's a slap. That's Kali, man. You got some shout outs?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to the world. Real talk. I want to thank you for messing with me, man. I appreciate all the stuff you be doing for me and hollering at me and keeping me in the people's ears up on the blog talks, man, giving me opportunities and stuff. I appreciate that for real. Anybody ever listen to me and nodded their head, I appreciate that. You know, me and my two daughters, you know, my motivations. You know, just music in general, man. Everybody on the show came through tonight. I mean, anybody that's feeling me, anybody that's feeling the show, I appreciate it. You know?
That's definitely what's up.
I just sent you the Oh, I'm a Fool remix, too. Got Murphy Lee and Mr. Fab on there.
Oh, that's what's up.
So, yeah, I just sent that. I didn't know you didn't have that.
I didn't have that, but definitely what's up. As Kali daughters is getting chauffeured, they never going to need a license. I'm telling you, man. Shout out to the little divas, man. Shout out to the little divas.
Wow.
Let the kids be kids, man. Make sure y'all check in with the Creative Juices. Genius, you want to give a shout out to anybody?
I just want to say, you know, to the world, everybody that's listening, you know what I'm saying, stop the senseless killing, put the guns down, open your hearts up, pick up a book, use your minds and apply the knowledge. That's pretty much about it.
What's up?
Yeah, man, keep doing what you're doing.
You know, respect everybody that's on the show. Keep doing what you're doing. Make sure it's positive. You know what I mean? Let's continue to move forward.
That's definitely what's up, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all support M&E2K and Lush Radio online. M&E2K and Lush Radio. Yes,
yeah.
Lush Radio.
Shout out to Lush.
Yes.
Lush is some of the first blog talk. They were some of the first people to ever play my music.
Shout
too,
out to
man.
Lush.
So I appreciate them. I appreciate them too, man. I'll be on a lot of blog talks. they was one of the first to ever have me on their show, so I appreciate them too. Future, you know.
Definitely what's up. Like, you know, big shout out to them because they doing the big toy drives. M&E2K has been doing it for 9 years. Lush been rocking for 3 years with us. And they taking donations over there. You know, go online, Google both of them, or you can go to M&E2K at twitter.com. Make sure y'all show some love and support. They collecting toys for the toy drive for the kids, man. And it's also another teen women's shelter over there that just lost their funds. So y'all make sure y'all showing support. Go to www.twitter.com/M&E2K, or you can go to www.lushradioonline. And you can definitely holler at them. So y'all make sure y'all stay focused. Keep God first, family second, and career third, and we going in. I already know. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in for tomorrow's show or Step Your Game Up Saturdays. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.